Christ died for us when we were still sinners. So all of these things, commandments, following God's commandments, those are all signs to God that, you know what, I'm not doing my natural will, I'm not doing my normal nature, I'm not doing what I'd like to do. I'd really like to go tell that person what I think about them. That's what I'd like to do. Okay? It was last week coming here, and there was a guy who pulled out in front of me on my way to Bible class. And he could have waited till I went past, but it was one of those where he was going to get in front of me in a 35 mile. And I had to hit my brakes, and I came up on him. And he doesn't like me coming up on him. And so now he's doing 25, 20, just to try, just to see how slow he can go. Okay? Now I can tell you what I wanted to do. Wasn't just to cruise behind him and wait for him to turn. It's not what little back of the head Patrick wanted to do. Okay? But I tased little back of the head Patrick.
Oh my goodness.
And I waited. Okay? It wasn't easy for me, but I did. You know, there were no flashing of bright lights or honking a horn or passing them at 100 miles an hour or any of the things. And every one of those choices is, that's not, you know, it's not natural. Okay. So, when you think about walking with God, which is where we're getting to tonight, and we want to walk with God, one of the ways is to keep His commandments. That's our purpose. When I say, when I think about our walk kind of implies what? When you think about our walk, what's kind of being communicated there versus your walk? What does our walk with God? Is that there's somebody else there? Right, you can go for a walk, or there's our walk, and we walk together, and we walk with God. And Enoch, we know, look at Genesis 5, 21 and 22. Can someone read that? Genesis 5, 21 and 22. I don't have a mic on if it matters. Sorry.
I got those.
Oh, I just have there.
Genesis 5.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters.
Okay. Thank you. And it says again in verse 24, and Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. But Enoch walked with God. We know, look at, just flip over, if someone read Genesis 6, 9. Out loud.
This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God.
Okay. Noah walked with God. So you've got Enoch walking with God. You've got Noah walking with God. What does it mean to walk with God? What does that mean to you?
I think the song comes up to my mind. The, you know, in the garden, I walk with God, and He walks with me and talks with me. I mean, just, you know, you're constantly thinking and living for God, and kind of you have a relationship with Him that is always kind of God guiding you.
Okay. We've walked alone. Have you ever gone on a walk with someone?
Yes.
And when you go on a walk with somebody, What is that experience like? It could be a couple of different ways, right? So you can be on a walk with someone, Sandy and I, wonderful area back there, given everything's going on, but you know, in New York City, you can be walking with people. Is that the same as when you're downtown New York City? Maybe if you're walking with someone in your neighborhood? Or walking with a friend?
New York City, you're walking with 10,000 of your friends.
Are they your friends?
Not really.
So when you're walking with a friend, what's common to happen?
Conversation.
Yes, the conversation. All right. Now, what else is, what else, think about walking with a friend. Go ahead.
You're generally kind of in sync with them. I mean, generally one doesn't go off and leave the other, or you're not really together. The person who gets left behind probably isn't going to be too happy, nor do you dart off and take another path without communicating that. You tend to be, you know, side by side, staying together.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you're walking with someone, you know, you can be all walking, it's like a stoplight, and you're waiting for the thing to turn to walk across the street, and when it turns white or whatever, and 40 people all take off, you're walking together, but you're not really walking with someone. When you're walking with a friend, or you're walking with someone you have a relationship with, typically you walk together and you pace yourself with each other. And it kind of happens naturally, right? If I said, you know, hey, you want to go for a walk? And you're like, sure, go for a walk. And Sandy said, and if I just start to dart off, Sandy would be like, well, we're not really walking together. It happens naturally that you pay attention and you pace, and you might engage in conversation, and you might share the journey along, and you talk about what you see, and you're sharing, thinking about what you see. So when you think about walking with God, how is that similar?
You got a relationship there.
Okay, there's a relationship with God. You can have a conversation with God, right? And you engage Him in the things that you see and the things that you're experiencing. So when you think about going through life, the question is, are you going through alone, or do you go through life with Him? You look at 1 Kings 8:58. 1 Kings 8:58. Someone want to read that?
That He may incline our hearts unto Him to walk in all His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments which He commanded our fathers.
Okay. So when you look at God, it's that God may incline what to Himself? What is it that He's looking for?
Our hearts.
Our hearts. Right? So when you walk with God, your heart leans towards Him. Right? And you walk in His ways and you keep His commandments. There's that walking. If you flip to Psalms 81. It says, oh, that my people would what? that they would listen to me, and that Israel, what? Would walk in my ways. You have to be in sync. You have to listen to God. If you think you're walking with God and you never listen, then how do you listen to God? Through word, right? And I believe through providence. I mean, there is the word that he's talking to us. And faith comes by what? Hearing. So there is hearing, that is the listening. And hear by the word of God. Right? So there's God's word, but I also listen to God, and I know because I believe in providence. I believe that when I pray, that outcomes can change because of that prayer. And when I pray for things and God changes things in my life, I hear that. I see that. That's Him communicating with me. And that's Him answering me. I'm asking Him and He responds. I don't hear a voice and I don't see a vision and I don't, right? But when I pray and things change, that's Him responding. That's the relationship. That's us communicating with one another. So there's a, for me, there's an active communication with God in my life. There's also His word and His principles that never change. The same yesterday, today, tomorrow. They're forever. If you flip over, if you're in Psalms still, and you flip over to 199, Psalm 199, verse 3. What in the world? It's not 199. What does it say? There's not 199. Hold on. I bet it's 119. Let me look at 119. Yeah, 119. Someone read Psalm 119, verse 3. Okay, so walking in His ways implies what? That you're not walking where? Where?
In other ways.
In other ways, okay. You're one of those tricky test takers that he comes up with. If you're walking in His ways, then you're not walking in sin. Right? He says, they also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Walking in His ways is not doing iniquity. If you're walking in sin, if you're in sin, you're not walking in the ways of God. So, you know, we need to be clear that it's a submission. That walk is it's a submissive walk. So, Sandy and I walk sometime. Well, we walk a lot. Walk together, get out of the truck, get out of whatever. Go into Home Depot, go wherever you're going to go, into a restaurant, doesn't matter. Right? But you walk with people and a lot. Do you all always, in the moment, decide to walk the same way? So even though you know you're going into Home Depot, and the two of you get out of a vehicle, do you always walk the same way?
I would say no, but pretty close.
Pretty close, right? But have you ever been in those situations where one starts to go around the vehicle one way, the other one starts to go around the vehicle the other way, and then they're cutting through the car over here, you're going this way, or you think it's faster, and before you know it, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you're both going to get to the front door. Okay? But who leads? Right? In those situations, we're each leading ourselves. We're not really with the other person. We're kind of, well, you know, why would you go around that way? The door's right there. Well, depends on where you start from, right? The other person, it looks like that's the better way to go. So it's important that when we walk with God, right, let's look at 1 Peter 2:21.
For to this you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us example that you should follow his steps.
Okay. So we need to follow the steps of Christ, right? Follow the steps of God. So it isn't always easy to actually follow somebody else. It's, sometimes you want to go the way you want to go. Sometimes you want to walk the path you want to walk. Sometimes you want to walk the speed you want to walk. Why should I have to adjust my course or my speed or my direction for you? Right? Some people's legs are longer than others. People that are shorter than others. Right? Mark, you and Tori, you get that? You know? Right?
My fast walker.
Yeah. My money's on her, though.
Yeah, so he walks at her speed.
She'll kick my knee and then run.
So, you know, not everyone's legs are the same length. You think about, have you ever been in the snow and someone's gone through the snow and you don't really want to go all the way to your knees in the snow or up to your calves, and so you walk in someone else's steps because it's not going to be get as much snow in your shoes. It's a little weird because their steps aren't the same. And you're kind of stretching and you're trying to, right? Or you're walking real slow, depending on if your legs are longer and you're kind of, you know, shuffling. But you have to modify, right? You have to modify. And we need to walk in God's time. We need to walk at his pace. Sometimes we want things to happen. We want it to be like this. We want it to be fast. Or we want to go our direction. Can you think of people, certainly in your own lives, even yourself, but even people in the Old Testament or the New Testament, who they got impatient with God. They came up with their own solutions. I know how to get to the front door faster. I know how to make this happen. And they don't walk with him. They walk away. Not even realizing that we're doing it. If you look in Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. Someone read those verses. Ephesians 5, 15 through 17.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
Okay. Thank you. So he says in 15, how are we supposed to walk? What's that word?
Circumspectly.
Circumspectly. There's one that I'm sure you've used a few times this week. So, how do you walk circumspectly? What does that mean?
You kind of watch your step.
Okay. When you think of circumstances, what are your circumstances? It's those stances or those things that are what? They're around you, right? It's like a circumference. It's your circumstances or the stances or the events or the things that are around you. These are my circumstances. When you think about walking circumspectly, you need to walk understanding what's around you. Hey, there's a ditch, or there's a giant puddle, or here's nice dry land, right? He says, so don't just walk. I'm just going to go, right? But we walk looking around. I got these glasses. I've had these glasses now about a week and a half. And, of course, every time I go, I find out I'm more blind than I was the last time I was there. And time before last, I got the progressives. Okay, so now I gotta look down and you can see. And these have to be a little stronger. So even up here, this is a whole adjustment for me. It's the first time I've taught classes, I've had these glasses on. And there's a bigger difference between this and looking through here and trying to find, and I'm doing all the old man stuff now where I'm trying to, find my focus. When you wear these glasses and you're going down steps or you're doing whatever, you gotta pay attention to what's going on. Right? Because the focus is different, and I need to make sure I'm not stepping too far out, or I'm going to catch myself because this might not end well. And so it's walking circumspectly, and he says, not as fools, but as wise. But as having wisdom. What wisdom? What kind of wisdom? How are we supposed to walk? Whose wisdom? God's wisdom. Right? We're not to walk as fools, but we're to walk as God would walk. We're to make those decisions as Jesus walked. And that's hard to do because sometimes we don't think the view is as good if we walk the way that God walks. Right? I think it's going to be prettier. We walk that way over by the edge because it's a really cool scenery. Or I like walking by the fast current over there. Right? But he leads us, Psalm 23, into green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. If we'll follow him. If we go to the wise places. You can pitch your tent by Sodom and Gomorrah. Or you can go, away from that. And all of those little decisions. He says, redeeming the time because days are evil. Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And that's how we walk with God, is understanding his will. 1 John 1, 5 through 6. First John 1, 5 through 6. It says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is what?
Light.
He's light. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and we walk where? In darkness, we lie. Then do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have what? Fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So, we can't say that we have fellowship with God if we're walking in darkness. And, you know, we do that, try to see how close we can get sometimes.
To me, walking with God is a matter of cultivating that relationship. I just can't rely on yesterday's relationship. I'm going to have to go in the field and till it a little bit, because as each day passes, that heart is just going to change. So that's how I see walking with God.
Yeah, it's, you have to renew every day, because we change every day. Our environment changes every day. There's different temptations every day. And that's walking, what you're talking about, is walking circumspectly. It's walking, it is thinking every time about my circumstances. And what's interesting here is when you're walking with God, it says here in verse 7, but if we walk in the light, which is walking with God, as he is in the light, what do we learn? We have what?
Fellowship.
With who?
One another.
With one another. Well, why would I have, if I'm walking with God, why would I have fellowship with you?
If we're both walking with God, I'm walking with God, you're walking with God.
It's like Forrest Gump, right?
Right. It's like, you know, he's got old Milo's behind him.
I mean, if I'm walking with God and you're walking with God, we have fellowship with each other. We're walking together. But we both understand who's leading. It's not me and it's not you. It's God. Right? And that's where unity comes. That's where, you know, our stubbornness or our strong will disappears, because someone might say, well, I think there's a shortcut, or I think it's a better view, or it's something to go this way. Well, you can go that way, and that's the sheep that's running off on its own, right? But the flock is walking with God. So, not only do you get the benefit of God, you get the benefit of your brothers and sisters. Because when you walk away from God, let's hope you're not pulling your brothers and sisters away from God. Right? So when you leave God, you're leaving your brothers and sisters. And there's benefit to the church. It is part of the design. It is part of what keeps us together. God has given the church to us because we need each other. It is part of the design. This world is not, you know, it's not easy. are people that you need, that you know, believe the same way, that will support you, that will encourage you, that will tell you when you're doing wrong, and that will help you up, and that will, you know, help you do the right things and encourage you when you're doing good. So, walking with God, we get the benefit of walking with each other. When you walk with God, there's just benefits that come. There's Psalm 23. It's a passage that I quote to myself, I quote this chapter to myself, probably a couple times a day. Right? And when you think about Psalm 23, the Lord is my what? It's my shepherd. When you think about a shepherd, you think about someone who's leading. I shall not want. I'm not going to want. When I'm with God, I'm not going to be in want. That doesn't mean I get everything that I want, but I'm not going to be missing out on my needs. He leads me. Right. So he leads me. Now I messed up. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me in. What? Yeah, but the pasture's green. Anyway, I should look it up. Okay, I can't do it now in front of everybody. Alright? Leads you beside the still waters. Okay, but he leads you. But then he takes you through. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Right? Why? Why do you not fear evil? For thou art with me. And then what does he say? Where do we get comfort? His rod and his staff, they comfort me. And so you think about safety. When you walk with God, you're safe. The reason that the rod and the staff, they comfort me, part of it is he might keep me in line, but part of it is he's going to protect me. Because he goes right from there and says, you prepare a table before me. You prepare this table in front of me. But in front of who? My enemies. Like, seriously, you want me to sit down and eat in front of my enemies? When you go to battle, you don't go and sit out on the battlefield and eat a meal. When a lion drinks or eats, what are they doing? They're looking around. They don't just stick their head in the water. Okay, they are very acute. They are looking around. You know, you're more vulnerable. You're not in that fighting mode. He's like, you prepare a table and expect me to go eat in front of my enemies. And you anoint my head with oil, right? And my cup runs over. You take care of me, it's safety. When you walk with God, he's a protector. He takes care of those who are his. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You don't have to fight those battles. You eat your meal and let me bless you. And I'll take care of it. Right? There's safety when we walk with God. How close are we?
2 minutes.
There's peace when we walk with God. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. So where it says, be anxious for everything. No? Be anxious what? For nothing. Don't be anxious. Because with God, you get the peace that what? It passes all understanding. we do have to think a little bit when we're Christians and we're always kind of losing our minds. Are we really walking with God? Are we trying to be the ones always in control? Or can we give that control to God? We all get frightened. We all get overwhelmed. We all can become anxious. But we shouldn't be living a life of being overwhelmed and a life of anxiety. God gives us the peace that the world doesn't understand. Because I know I don't control it. I believe in the providence of God. I believe in His blessings. So as we walk with God, let's not fool ourselves. If we think that we are and we're doing other things and we're running our own way, let's realize that it's important and that there's blessings in walking with God. And when we're walking with God, we're walking with each other. And there's a lot of power and blessing in that. Okay, we'll wait for our three kids to come up.